Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. At hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
This might be the two biggest footed people.
No. I think, what's that shoe do you wear?
20.
Oh. Doesn't Carl Anthony Towns wear a 22?
Or I think he wear a 19. I don't know.
Does he? Them motherfuckers look big as hell.
I know, because big foot, smaller body, but he's not mine to say that.
One of the things I love about betting my favorite sports is that I'm always finding new player props or game props that I like. And what's cool about FanDuel Sportsbook is you can combine these props with other bets from the same game to score an even bigger payout. It's called a same game parlay bet, and you can only find them on FanDuel. Same game parlay is just one of the reasons I bet with FanDuel. It's easy to register, easy to deposit, easy to find your bet, easy to place your bet fast during a game if you see a trend you like. And the best part, when you win, FanDuel pays your winnings in as little as 24 hours. Just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app today to create a same-game parlay and use promo code ROADTRIPPIN at signup. New users get their first bet risk-free up to $1,000. FanDuel will refund you up to $1,000 back in site credit if you don't win. That is promo code ROADTRIPPIN so they know I sent you. Disclaimer, 21 years and older and present in Colorado, Iowa, Illinois, Indiana, Michigan, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Virginia, or West Virginia. First online real money wager only. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires in 14 days. Restrictions apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700 in Colorado. 1-800-BETS-OFF for Iowa. 1-800-9-WITH-IT, Indiana. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. 1-800-GAMBLER, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Illinois, Virginia, Tennessee Redline, 1-800-889-9789 in Tennessee, or visit www.1800gambler.net for West Virginia.
All right, cheers. Welcome into the Road Trippin' presented by FanDuel. I'm Allie Clifton, Channing Frye, Richard Jefferson. And our guest today, I am so excited about. I sent so many texts to these guys last night in preparation. And if you watch the NBA, obviously, you know all about this individual. For the Dallas Mavericks, Boban Marjanovic? Did I say that right?
That's amazing. I was like, wow.
Boban, welcome.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me. And thank you for a nice introduction.
Oh, very, very nice. Okay. I only have one question, and I know you answered the. I only have one question, and this is going to be the fastest podcast ever.
Okay.
How long did you train to be in John Wick?
Oh, you took my question. You asked
you. Fuck you.
God damn it.
How long I train? We train 7 days, but only 45 minutes. Yeah, you come in the morning, everybody there, practice some flips, running around, kicks. And I have my area, my hoop, basically, in a practice center, in that part where I need to do my moves with the trainers there, first time without Keanu. And after that, last three times with Keanu, and we practice together. And we have shooting around together.
Oh, you and Keanu Reeves, the legend?
Yeah.
The legend?
We was practice there 7 days. He was in New York, and after that, we shooting from the I think like from 5 p.m. to 8 a.m. And because we need to finish in New York library, we need to finish before, I don't know.
Before they open.
Yeah, before they open, I guess.
How'd you get the call?
How did you get that call? It's like, oh, give me the biggest human we can find. Boban is right here sitting next to me.
No, they say that give me the nicest guy over here. No,
yeah.
Yeah, that's more like that.
We want him to die in John Wick. He will stab Keanu at night. I was at that time in LA and driving on a practice and I get message from the agency and I was like, hey, you want to be in John Wick? And I read like a couple times like John Wick. Like I know I watched that movie. And I was like, yes, of course, I want to be in that. And it was like 6 months later, that happened. It's really cool. It's amazing. And I didn't know I'll do that great job. When I see the scene, I was like, no way is that.
You did a really good job. I was like, what on earth? This is amazing.
I would hire you as a villain.
I surprised myself too. Good villain. Like when I get mad, this is my other face.
Oh. Are you more recognizable to people for being in that or for being a basketball player?
That time when movie came out, I was in Philadelphia and we was going to New York and I walked in there and I was like, hey, this is that actor from the John Wick. you have not just one person, like you have so many persons and I was like, okay, I'm actor right now. I love it. Not bad. Yeah. And depends what they think.
No, I was saying, so the rumors are you were absolutely a savage back home, right? Winning championships and doing this. What made you come over to America when you did, and especially to be on the Spurs? I remember having to play you off the bench. And I was like, God damn, what am I doing? I can't do shit with this dude. Like,
in all defense, Channing, you weren't doing much against most big men.
I did what? Oh. No, that was my forte. That was my forte. Right, I was like a big animal hunter, right? And then Boban, he was the only dude to block my jumper. I say, you know what? Okay, enough of this mess.
Richard, yeah. Boban's like me early when you were mean to Channing all the time. Boban's like, no, Rich, don't be mean. Channing can hang.
No, nobody mean, but you know, like, yeah, nobody can block your shot. I know when you pop every time, I was like, okay. That time it was not weird. It was not like, oh, you take the big guy, take small guy. You know, like that time, like, you figure out and you come back on yours. But you know, like in Europe, I have my, like, you know, my like 5 minutes of my celebrity. You know, like when I really play good and I really enjoy it. And I was like, he was like, you know, the right moment. I feel myself. I play good. You know, we take a couple championships, like, you know,
just a couple.
Yeah, but you know, it's like, because you only have here one. They're like, you play for three, and like, you know, like, or sometimes for four, and you compete against other teams, and this is it. But you know, it's my dream to come in the NBA. You watch every time, like, you know, when you kid, like, oh, you want to play, you want to be there, you want to play there, you want to see all their players, I want to meet you guys, you know, I want to be from the camera, and this is like part of what I really love and enjoy, you know, like what we do right now on the basketball field, like, you know, like, and of course, from the cameras in the movie, like it was everything is so fun and I really enjoy United States. And this is like my dream to come in the NBA and compete against you guys.
No one has more fun than Boban. Like I thought me and Channing had a lot of fun, right? But no one has more fun than you. And I like you, like, Has it been surprising to you how popular and how quickly, like, whether it's your relationship with Tobias, like you have all of these like random things that just go viral on the internet, like Anthony Davis is 7 feet tall with a 7'5" wingspan and you're just holding the ball above him to the point where he's laughing.
I was dying laughing, because that, as a man, that doesn't feel good.
That does not feel good.
You can touch everything, right? I can reach all that. When somebody does this, I'll be like, oh, kids are watching, dog.
Like you treat him like a little kid, and that man is like 7 inches taller than me.
I was so funny.
But But you know what is fun, baby? Everything when they get viral everywhere, it's like just like no, like basically nobody planned. Like, oh, let's film this, and it'll be so much fun, and people will love it. You know, it's more like you know, it just happened, and it's nobody figured out to be on from the camera, and everything what just happened, it's like all over the internet. Like, you know, basically you have like that platform. You can see like all over the world. You can see like whatever that's happened. And it was that time. It was so cool. I just want to hold the ball up. And like, he made it. It was like, okay. And even he liked it. Even he loved it. You know, like, this is like, and this is fun when we respect each other. And I didn't want like to be like, ah, you cannot reach the ball. It's more like I just keep the ball high in case.
There's no one like Channing. Channing is so tickled right now.
Funny, man. It's so funny, but like. Is it like, I think you might be the most liked human being in the NBA, right? Was that always like when you came over to the NBA, were you like, all right, I'm just going to have fun. I want to play. Obviously I want to win, but is this attitude always you? Were you always like this? Or was there like a moment where you were like, oh, I'm just going to have fun. Was it after you won three European championships?
Were you an MVP for like three straight seasons too?
No, I don't know. Like,
yeah,
sometimes I need to be mean. No, I'm mean sometimes, but you know, sometimes I'm a funny person. You know, the main thing, you know, like just to stay positive, whatever you do, stay positive. When I come in San Antonio, and this is my first year, I was like, man, where I am right now? I'm sitting in locker room and watch all these players, and I was like, hey, I'm really in NBA. Are they firing me tomorrow? I will stay. It's just a training camp, or like, you know, whatever it's happening, like I try to give my best. And we play one game against Minnesota. It was like maybe like 2 months after the season. I didn't play a lot. Maybe like, you know, like on the end of the game, like 2-3 minutes. And I know like I cannot remember how I get to play, but we play against Minnesota and we're losing maybe 50 points. And they make me in the game in second quarter. And we come back. I score like for 30 minutes, 17 points. We come back in the game. Everybody cheering my name. Everybody was like about me. And I was like super excited watching like that. I was like, oh. I was like, this really happened. You know, I really like wake up sometimes, maybe like a couple times, like three times, you know, just to see, is it real? From that moment, people like start to like get the pay attention to me because of my hands, you know, like my playing time, my whatever, like they call like my positive energy. Like, you know, I cannot say I have the beautiful smile in the world, but you know, like, When you make me smile, I feel like, you know, like I basically feel sweat, how I feel positive I am, and I feel amazing, you know, like just to share that joy to all over the world. And this is all about, this is how I start to play basketball. And
dude, good for you.
Nicest fucking person on earth.
I have a couple questions for you, because I think Richard and Channing, especially when we created Road Trippin', it was such a glimpse into their relationship and the brotherhood that the two of them share. And then all of a sudden here come Bobby and Toby, and you with Tobias. I kind of for a second was like, uh-oh, they're gonna take over.
Nobody can take over. Way cooler than Channing. Boban is so much cooler. Like, when you retire, right, let us know. Channing, we'll just have him hang out in his coat.
Nobody can beat you guys.
What happened when you guys were separated? How sad were you?
He cried.
I really cried. Don't tell him. I really cried. I'm like, no, why?
Yeah. Channing did the same thing. Channing did the same thing when I traded. He was so happy when I got traded.
I threw a party. I sent a $1,000 bottle of champagne to our GM. Like, great move.
Thank you very much.
Get rid of the funk.
That's not funny, Channing. There's nothing funny about that. But back to you, Boban. What has been like? So many times, European players, especially European players that come over a little bit later and a little bit more established in their career. And you were obviously a high level player over there. Will you tell like our listeners how different playing and practicing in European basketball is from you? Where would you, if, if NBA practice is a number, what would be European practice schedules look like? Like, give us a number, like 2 to 10, 5 to 7, what would be the rank?
Oof. You know, like here, like if you want to practice, you can practice. If you don't want to practice, you don't want to practice. You know, like it's very, sometimes you have like just day offs. And it's basically like whatever you feel to do it. Like, let's go NBA practice in training camp. I'll give like, you know, like, of course, this is like the toughest time, and I give you like maybe 7. But, you know, like during the season, for sure, like 2, 3 max. You
know? two maybe.
Yeah. But you know, like it was true. You guys already know, like you keep guys fresh legs, stay ready for next game. And in Europe, we have morning practice, like who is like from 10 to 12. It's basically like weights and shooting. And you have night practice, who we have fully taped with a contact goo. Like we do every time the same. We go through our offense. We play fast breaks, like up and down, like, you know, 3-on-0, 2-on-1, 3, like whatever, like they come out with some online, you know, when they throw the ball, everybody run like transition drill, or, and after that we play 5-on-5, end of the practice. It's like more like 2 hours practice. But you don't have too much day, you don't have too much rest, you know, like it's like, you basically play basketball, even on your road. Like you here, you practice home and you fly the private plane in on a game. There, you practice in the morning because it depends where you fly. You need to wake up in a first flight to go somewhere. It's like 6:20 in the morning. And basically you wake up in 4, meet an airport, fly to the city, wherever you're supposed to fly, or maybe you change, maybe it's not directly connection. And after that, when you finish, you practice again there 2 hours, like same, like 5-on-5. And this is like, I think this is like the hardest part, and good because it's nothing, it don't happen that anymore. But you know, like now we need to take care of the body, and it's good. I think I extend my career because of that.
Boban, is there anything, what in life, because I've learned reading about you and obviously just the way in which you carry yourself, that you are very comfortable with your height. You're very comfortable with your size. Is there any time that your height has been used against you? Or is there one thing where you're like, man, if I wasn't so tall, I could do this. Or if I wasn't.
Sometimes, you know, like when I like the cars, you know, and I cannot fit, like, you know, it's like barely like, you know, 10% of the cars to like, I'm going to customize to you can fit in the car, you know, basically. And even that car, when you fit, it was like, okay, I'm a little bit like, don't have too much space, but there's more space than other car, whatever you try. And this is like, off, or we talk about shoes for the clothes, that type of thing. But you know, like during the life, you learn to live like with your height. When I say like live, when you kid, you try to hide, like don't see me, like I'm just tall guy, and I don't pay attention to me. And because I came from the small city, I didn't figure out that we're basically tall because like we know each other from all our lives. And I just figured out after, like, you know, like, oh, you're tall. I didn't start to play basketball because I'm tall, but after that I figured out I'm tall. Maybe sounds stupid, but this is true. And I start to enjoy my height, and I'll now like, no, this is my goal. This is like, I don't need to have nothing shiny or like Gucci t-shirt to people see me. Oh, this guy is basketball player. Oh, this guy.
Hey, you're not rocking. You're not rocking.
I can wear a regular play t-shirt like nobody. Hey, this guy is basketball player.
So true.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yo, Boba, this is a question I want to ask you since you are a MVP and a champion. Who do you think is the European player who came over to America? Who's the, and played in the NBA, who's a European player GOAT? Who is the greatest European player that came over to America, greatest of all time?
Yeah, you're going to get him in trouble.
I know. So just some names are like Pau Gasol, Dirk, Drazen Petrovic. We got
Jokic.
Yeah. Jokic, you got Luca's in the conversation.
Oh, your own teammate.
Yeah, basically, you got everybody. You know, like of course, I including Marc Gasol too in that group. You know, like yeah. you know, it's we have a lot of, hey, I like Peja Stojaković. You know, this is like every time I shoot, they say Peja. Yeah, this is like, you know, and this is it. Basically, you guys name it, everybody who is like there, coming from Europe, and really like, and they're really, really good.
One of the things I love about betting my favorite sports is that I'm always finding new player props or game props that I like. And what's cool about FanDuel Sportsbook is you can combine these props with other bets from the same game to score an even bigger payout. It's called a same game parlay bet, and you can only find them on FanDuel. Same game parlay is just one of the reasons I bet with FanDuel. It's easy to register, easy to deposit, easy to find your bet, easy to place your bet fast during a game if you see a trend you like. And the best part, when you win, FanDuel pays your winnings in as little as 24 hours. Just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app today to create a same-game parlay and use promo code ROADTRIPPIN at signup. New users get their first bet risk-free up to $1,000. FanDuel will refund you up to $1,000 back in site credit if you don't win. That is promo code ROADTRIPPIN so they know I sent you. Disclaimer, 21 years and older and present in Colorado, Iowa, Illinois, Indiana, Michigan, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Virginia, or West Virginia. First online real money wager only. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires in 14 days. Restrictions apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700 in Colorado. 1-800-BETS-OFF for Iowa. 1-800-9-WITH-IT, Indiana. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. 1-800-GAMBLER, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Illinois, Virginia, Tennessee Redline, 1-800-889-9789 in Tennessee, or visit www.1800gambler.net for West Virginia.
Who was your favorite player when you started to love basketball and you started to watch basketball? It could even be a European player, but it was just like a guy that you're like, I like what he does. I like how he plays. Like, he's just so much fun to watch. Like, who was that player for you? Because I feel like that's an important part that people don't always talk about as basketball players. It's like you had a favorite team growing up, but who was that first person that was like your favorite player? Like, for me, that first person was probably David Robinson. Like, David Robinson was like the first one for me. Like, I loved Michael Jordan. Magic Johnson was magic. I'm an LA fan. But like, David Robinson was the first player, like, he got drafted and I had his rookie card. And then I followed him from like his rookie year to the end of his career. Like, who was that guy for you?
I have him on my wall too. Like, you know, like, and it's like, it's basically, I get for my birthday, you know, just to get the poster on the wall, like how basically like he dunked, you know, it was yeah. So you talk about him. But you know, like I start first with the Serbian players, like, you know, like when I watch, you know who is Dejan Podiroga? No, you guys mm-hmm. doesn't know. Never mind. He's like
tell us about it. Tell us about it.
Yeah.
No, he's the guy who never played in NBA, but you know, he's so good and he lead, like, of course, like our national team and more guys, but he's like one of the are like best players in Europe, and he's really good. Watching him growing up, and after that, I figured out, like, of course, Vlade Divac and Peja Stojaković, they play, they like in the NBA, you know, like, ooh, you want to be like them. And you know, like, but my go-to guys, when I really like to take from each for each everything what they have, like Yao Ming, Arvydas Sabonis, Tim Duncan, Dirk Nowitzki, and Hakeem Olajuwon.
Like Tim Duncan's a bum. He's a bum.
I don't agree with you.
You don't agree with me. He doesn't agree with you. What is your relationship like with Jokic? I think we saw that viral video. You guys are buddies, right?
Yes, we played together that time when I started to play like in Europe. That time he was like, he played 4, I played 5. We played the same team. Yeah,
gosh.
Yeah, we played same thing.
That's a big ass team.
Good.
Yeah, he was here 18. I was like 23, I think. Yeah, 24. And that time we started, we played together and we shared the court together.
Could you see any of this? Could you, yes. not MVP, but could you see like glimpses of like, yo, holy shit, he's different?
Yes, because I know how he played. A couple times we play 1-on-1, like, you know, like basically everything what he have right now, like he have that before, but now like he just like development like on high level. And I know back of the day because they changed the team, same Serbian team, but he stayed in that team to development himself, and we like fighting for MVP title together.
Are his brothers really that scary?
No, they're really nice. They're really cool, and they're really,
But they love. But they are. They are. Brothers.
Yes, they are. Because the hype is so funny that anywhere they go, they're like, So better not say nothing about Jokic. They're about to whoop that ass.
they're really cool. You know, like they're protective. They're protective, but they're really nice person. And if you guys met them personally, you'll love them.
I love hearing that. They are super nice guys. They are super nice guys, but there is a level of intensity about them, which I think, look, you know, we've all had family members, whether it's moms or dads or, you know, brothers or whoever, get into it. His just happened to be huge.
True. And they need to be aggressive. But, you know, like, this is like how you say in Europe, like, this is like how they chilling, you know, like, this is like, you know, like, you know, you see, you play the basketball game, and you see the phone fly like next to you. Basically, you hiding or whatever. or they would throw like a lot of things like on a court or end of the game. If the team lost the game, you will see the chairs flying like over the people. And this is like you guys need to watch one game, like really one big game to watch when all fans around, like, you know, and you will see how it's that special, you know, like you basically go there, take your negative energy out, and after it you enjoy your life.
Wow.
Yeah. Boban, you seem like you're turned into an A-list European celebrity. where do you like to go when you go to Europe on vacation? That's what I want to know. Where does Boban go after the season? Where do you go and relax and get on your yacht?
You know, I
yeah, Boba. I don't know, man. We don't know where he comes up with it.
I go in my village.
In my village?
Your village?
Yeah, I go in my hometown and my village. You know, this is the part when I charge my battery. Of course, I need to do like a seaside vacation. You know, like we go and see. And I love Greece. I love, of course, we go in Montenegro because Greece is super close to us. But you know, before I leave to Serbia or Europe, we try to get some vacation here, like Caribbean Sea somewhere, you know, like just to change the island or change the part where you're going and that type of stuff before I'm back in Europe.
So wait, as Americans, when you say village, do you mean small town or do you mean actual village?
I mean small town, but next to small town, it's my village.
Okay,
village. We went to Scotland, we saw a village.
What's a village?
A village is smaller than a town.
He doesn't know what a village is, like small, like basically they have 100 houses, like not more than that. And people know no buildings, people work on a farm, people work on their properties, you know, like try to make food for themselves. And of course, like they have like a small school or the village is next to town. When basically like the people who live in village, they work in town and they come back after that in their place when they
that's like where I'm from.
It's different.
Where you live is just a village. Van Wert is a village.
Pretty much my hometown. Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, Van Wert is fair. I'm not saying nothing because y'all be roasting me for roasting.
No, what? No, I'm asking a question.
No, I like
what?
That.
Van Wert is definitely a village.
Ren is a village where my mother is from. Ren is a village. Like he's describing the outskirt of a town. Yeah.
Yeah, but this is like basically only one store in village.
Yours?
No, I say my village, we have one store. But like where I live right now, it's like a city like next to, it's like a really small city, but it's like city.
Yeah, you're really small because yours is like 3,000 people.
Yes, that city, 3,000 people, and village maybe here like right now, 50 people. before it was like it was a lot bigger, but you know, like nobody wants to stay in a village.
So where would you, okay, so, okay, let's talk about like when you're done, when you're retired, do you go back to your village or do you go back to the town?
Oh, both, because they're 7 minutes driving.
Oh. They're next to each other.
Yeah.
You, like, could, you could probably do a horse and carriage ride.
Or I can do a walk too.
Wait, he's like, oh, wait, those horse and carriage things that Jokic does, have you been on one of those?
No, I didn't. I never bet in my life.
Ugh.
No betting, no fixing, no tipping.
No, oh God, here we go. don't. That is a lie. I've literally seen you make bets. I've seen you make bets.
Trust me.
Oh my God.
If you could teach us any word, what would you
do? I'll let you know.
What?
No, you see, I'll let you know after.
Oh, okay.
No,
okay.
If you could teach us any word in your language, what would you teach us?
Well, I can say thank you. It's been hvala.
Halala?
Hvala.
I knew Jay.
Why do you make that face when you say it, Tanny? Why do you make, he didn't go, la-la. He didn't make that face.
Trying to.
No, but he tried to be, because he tried to do the sound, but no word.
Yeah, there we go.
But no word.
But no.
Hvala. Hvala mean thank you. And dobar dan mean good morning. Good morning mean dobro jutro.
Oh, yeah. No, damn words. Not gonna pull that one out.
Yeah, but hey, how you guys know I don't talk bad words right now?
Okay, let me say this. Have you ever gotten a technical for speaking in your language?
In Europe, yes.
No, not in Europe, here. Because that's why I think it's an unfair advantage for European players, is that when the referee says something, they can just start speaking their language and saying everything that they can imagine, and the referee doesn't have any clue. How many times have you done that? Have you done anything to be funny?
No, but if you say angry, you say, if you're yelling on them, for sure they know you talk something bad about them.
Oh, yeah.
But you must, the couple guys, you like, you use a smile.
Yeah. Yeah, you're like, ha-ha, your mom has a big head, right? Your dad is an idiot, right? And they just have no idea. Have you ever said, tell me something that you've said that they just...
I didn't say that. What they're saying right now.
Have you ever said something and you just kind of laughed to yourself? It's like he had no idea what I just said.
Yes, of course. But you every time say that in yourself, but you turn the face another side. Basically, the thing that you talk to yourself, but you're not.
You're not. Oh, but you're God.
Bobon, how's Jason Kidd? How's Jared Dudley?
Oh, yeah. Big Dudley.
they're both good, you know, like everybody have fun, we're rolling, we're good. And we lost a couple games, but we're back again on track.
Oh, you guys are going to be fine. You guys are going to be fine. I like your team. I like your team. You guys get healthy. Luka gets a little bit tighter, gets a little bit, you know, gets leaner, gets in shape, tighter. Like high levels. What? No, I don't. He just said that he needed to improve his conditioning, which I will say this as a young player. That's one of the hardest things because he played in the Olympics. In the Olympics, like he did a bunch of stuff. So you're like, I have to rest. You have to rest. Sure. And so it's that weird like rest versus, you know, rust, where it's like all of a sudden it's like, okay, maybe I took a little bit too much rest. And so, you know, it can affect you like going into the next season, but he did need a break. So I understand that. That's why I was more saying that.
But you know, on the summer, like playing so much minutes, and on the summer you play Olympic game or play Olympic games, and you know, like it's tough for your body to get recovery because you both have a high impact on your body, and
mm-hmm.
you need to take a little bit more day off than supposed to because your body needs recovery.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. Your body needs recovery.
I'm here, lawyer of Luca.
I'd actually be remiss, really quick. Actually, this is kind of by design. I saved the best for last. Shout out to Christy Tolliver, your assistant coach.
Yes.
Women obviously making their mark. I had a chance to call a couple Sparks games last year, and obviously she with the Sparks. How has that been having her on staff?
Yeah, she's amazing. One time we play a one-on-one before, I think training camp, and she was like, like, you know, like, of course, like one-on-one. I didn't want like post up, I just shoot. Yeah. And she's like, do a couple more. I was like, oh, I was like, okay. Now I get focused, basically. And she's really good. Like, you know, she's, of course, a good basketball player, but, you know, great coach. She do a great job, of course. Like, we everybody do here together. And we're rolling together. And this is part. We have great people around. And she's one of like nicest and really cool to have her in our staff.
Oh. But my last question is, how much oats is good?
You're such a good
You guys want to say guy. Something, but that was like, oh, I was sick.
Boban, how much goldfish do you really eat nowadays?
How much I eat or how much I hold?
Goldfish. No, I know how much you hold. Probably
all I don't. How much?
Hey, trust me, this is the real thing. When I hold that goldfish, like I hold that for basically 1 hour. Like on the end, when I put like all goldfish in my hand, my hand will start to shaking like this because I cannot hold my arm anymore. Like 1 hour, I call it like this in filming. Easy for Boban, good for Boban. But it was cool. It was cool. And it's amazing because I do it. You know, you guys know the best when you guys do something together. How I do it to Tobias, and even have better feeling because you know your body is there. And basically, like, you know, like and every time he have your back, whatever mess around, like we talk and we like together in these things, and I love to have Tobias in that commercial because like we really it was
well, stop doing me. That Channing I know it's like god man it's virtually viruses can spread on computers too Channing.
Well don't breathe for the moment
don't breathe but okay Boban, my last question is, Giannis has talked about having smoothies, like dunking, or give me like one or two things that like
his when coffee you came, comment the other day.
What do you say about coffee?
He said, when that coffee hits, man.
Oh, yeah. Bubba Guts, hey, you better be 5 minutes from a bathroom.
Sorry, Rich.
No, I was like, so give me like one or two things that when you came to the US and you just randomly like something that was just like, This is different, whether it's a food, a cuisine, like going into like certain, like, was there something that was just like, and I understand you come from a small town, but you've played in big cities, you've been to big cities, village, excuse me. thank you for correcting me, Channing. Like what was something that was like, do you have any of those moments? Like kind of Giannis talked about like the first time he had a smoothie.
No, like my first time I know this is easy basically. You know, like I think I go with the Krispy Kreme. I remember I go with Krispy Kreme and I eat that donuts like a crazy. You know, like every time I make a dozen bucks to the place before warm up.
They're so,
you know,
like, damn good. Yeah, hot Krispy Kreme.
It was so good, and you know that time. Because in Europe we don't watch too much calories what we eat. I did that basically. I never done it. And one time they tell me, I remember like, oh, you eat dead donuts every time. Like you need to check your body fat and that type of stuff. You know, like whatever. But you know, like I'm good because like you know I have that lucky to I don't gain weight because like you know like I'm. No, I can eat whatever I like so far, but I need to watch out in future. Yes. But you know, Krispy Kreme is my answer. If I want to go with that, I go with Krispy Kreme. Yeah.
We'll let you go in a few minutes, but I want to finish on a couple of things. Why White Chicks, your favorite movie?
Classic. I was like, please clarify that.
White Chicks is his favorite movie.
No, I know, but I didn't
understand. I know.
Okay, my fault.
You should have said White Chicks, the movie.
You know, I said I've watched that movie like so many times, and it's not like, you know, like one of the best movies I ever seen in my life. Of course, they have many more who is like, you know, romantic, you know, sad drama, you know, like, you know, whatever, like action, whatever you take it. But it's fun because I watched so many times that movie, and I still laugh every single time. You know, like, it's because it's my favorite. it's not something different than other movies. It's like better, but you know, like because I was in John Wick 3, now it's John Wick 3.
Oh my god, I'd love to sit next to Boban on the plane while he's laughing at White Chicks.
Oh, dude!
imagine how is my teammates like when they need to listen, like. When Luca sit next to me in the plane and said, man, you talk too much. I was like, okay.
Oh, no.
That's what they tell me. That's what they tell me.
Yeah.
Boban, do you have any jokes to leave us with? I heard your joke teller.
But it's not for the camera.
Okay. No joke. He has no jokes for the camera.
Yeah, yeah. It's not for the camera. It's and I don't know bad jokes. Like, but it's not like
You have good jokes. I just read a couple jokes you told.
What did he say?
What do you call a cattle that rides a roller coaster?
Okay. Milkshake. Okay. You know, this is so fun about this story. It was one of ball boys. I was warming up before the game, and it was like, you know, maybe like 5-4 minutes before the game. And he was like, he came to me, he said, I have one joke for you. I was like, hey, tell me, how you call cow when riding a roller coaster? And he was like, I don't know, like, it's milkshake. And I start to laugh. Everybody started to laugh around us because like four five ball boys around me.
Yeah.
The basket, and he started to laugh, and it was a fun story. I love it.
Yeah. See, Boban is already funnier than Channing. Bob, yeah. You're already funnier than Channing. You're a better actor.
What can't you do?
I cannot sing. I cannot play piano. I cannot...
Are you going to act again? How about this? Are you going to act again?
I wish. I hope so.
There we go.
I hope
there
so.
There you go. I hope so, too.
I want to see you in a horror movie.
No,
like, not the bad guy, but somebody running away.
I understand you totally. I won't see myself in a horror movie, but that movie I will not watch because I like horrors. But sometimes I can watch. Are you guys like horror movies or no?
No.
Yeah. Love them.
No.
Love them.
No.
You don't like horror movies, Shannon?
No, I hate them. I would just want to see Boba running away from somebody who's a foot smaller than him. You know? And then Boba's like, oh, yeah, I forgot. I'm 7'12". Let me just whack you in the face.
Can you run back?
Boba, we don't want to...
This is comedy. This is not horror anymore.
Awesome.
We don't want to keep you any longer. We thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much for coming on, man.
Shout out to Camus. They supply all of the wine that we drink on this podcast. They're wonderful. We're going to gift you and your family some, Boban. Is there anything we've missed? Do you have any charities? Are you doing anything, foundations that we can push here for you?
I'm not fun.
I'm not fun.
All right. Well, and on that note, thank you so much for taking the time. You're awesome.
Guys, You're the man.
Yeah.
No, you guys are really amazing. I really enjoy, and this you make my day better because I know it's morning, but you know, like I love to be
just from nice, guys, just a nice. No one has ever said on. That.
You might have to get your jersey.
There we go.
Seriously, you're the best. That's another digital road trip, Ed.
See ya.